In his opening address, the Democratic Party chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Tom Lantos, warned that oil revenues are permitting producer countries such as Iran and Venezuela to pursue policies that oppose U.S. interests. Lantos said the world's dependence on oil has handicapped U.S. efforts to use diplomacy to end Iran's quest for nuclear arms.
Iran continues to cut lucrative deals with other countries involving its energy sector, which directly benefits Tehran's quest for nuclear weapons.
The former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, John Deutsch, agreed. Deutsch testified that Iran may interrupt its production of 2.5 million barrels of oil per day if sanctions are imposed for its nuclear activities. Deutsch also said Venezuela's oil profits have allowed it to pursue anti-American and anti-democratic policies. Deutsch is now a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He said the United States currently depends largely on oil imported from the Middle East. But he said the world will become increasingly dependent on oil imports from Africa.
And it is important that this country encourage good governance in these countries as they produce their oil. It's very important not only because it will improve the social and economic circumstances of the citizens of these countries, but also because by providing for good governance, you will have stability that will permit oil production, which will serve the world needs.
Congressman Lantos said China has become particularly aggressive in its pursuit of oil in Western African countries such as Angola and Sudan.
To feed its growing energy needs, China scouts the globe for sources of oil and has come to rely increasingly on supplies from Africa, including Sudan. Is it any wonder that China has been a stubborn impediment to international efforts to pressure Khartoum into bringing its genocide in Darfur to an end?
Former CIA Director Deutsch said that to reduce American dependence on oil imports, the U.S. government may need to adopt politically unpopular measures, such as a tax on gasoline and other petroleum products.
Adopting such a tax would provide not only a dampening of the demand for petroleum products, it would also provide a price signal to the private sector of the need to introduce new technologies that do not rely on petroleum.
Deutsch said government incentives are needed to stimulate research and development of alternatives to petroleum. Leyte Hongfincher, VOA News.